The Shell Seekers by Rosamund Pilcher. Dramatised by Lynn Coughlin. Episode 1.
It was an early afternoon at the very end of February 1985. A magic winter day of bitter cold. Penelope Keeling had made the decision to discharge herself from hospital, and now she was nearly home. Not a soul knew.
Just a little way on through the village. The white gate's on the right.
Is anyone there to meet you?
No, I live alone.
Be all right, will you?
Oh, yes, of course.
Home, the relief of it. Mrs. Plackett had taken care of everything. The fire laid, the arga simmering peacefully to itself, everything blissfully warm. The house was alive again, and living now had just become a bonus. She would not waste a single moment. What she valued more than anything was her independence. What she suspected was that others might try to take it from her.
We have to find Mother someone to move in. What if she falls down the stairs or has a car crash and kills someone?
If she's going to have a car crash, Nancy, she'll have one whether there's a housekeeper or not. She has Mrs. Plackett 3 mornings a week.
But we have to worry.
Why?
Everything to a satisfactory store.
Yes, thank you. I telephoned one of her neighbours. She said if Mama had another woman living with her, she'd probably murder her.
And you never considered discussing the matter with George and me?
There was nothing to discuss. She's 64, in the prime of life, and as independent as she's ever been. Just stop interfering.
Oh, interfering? Perhaps if you and Noel interfered a little more, it would take some of the load off my shoulders.
Don't you ever bracket me with Noel, Nancy. And if you have a load on your shoulders, you put it there yourself.
If I hadn't convinced Mother it was a bad idea, she would have taken herself back to Cornwall.
Hello, me.
I could never understand why you thought that was such a bad idea.
Miles away from all of us, it was ridiculous. You can never go back, that's what I said. She was trying to recapture her youth. It was George who found the cottage for her. All thanks to George.
3 cheers for George.
One omelette.
Thank you.
One for you.
And can you imagine what a gardener will cost?
Oh, Nancy, really, why does it matter?
Of course it matters. She's so secretive about money and she's always been so extravagant.
Mama, extravagant?
She never stops entertaining. And that ridiculous conservatory she built at the cottage... George tried to dissuade her. She'd have been much better off spending the money on double glazing.
Perhaps she didn't want double glazing.
Oh. Her capital won't last forever.
Are you and George afraid of being left destitute with a dependent parent on your hands? Another drain on your resources after you've paid for your barn of a house and sent your children to the most expensive of schools anyone could imagine?
How we choose to spend our money is none of your business.
And how Mama chooses to spend hers is none of yours. Salad?
Oh, have you seen this? I read it on the train on the way up. Imagine one of Grandfather's old paintings coming up for auction. Why would anyone want a horror like that?
Oh, there's been a resurgence of interest in Victorian painting lately.
But why?
Rarity value. That kind of thing can command a good price.
What do you mean?
Well, perhaps 200,000?
For that?
I've told you, it's a rarity. Nothing's worth anything unless someone wants it. Grandfather was never prolific. He took a long time over every piece.
But what about Mother's pictures? The Shell Seekers? And what about the 2 panels on the landing?
What about them?
Hmm. What might they be worth?
I'm not in the business, Nancy.
Roughly.
Perhaps 500,000.
Good God.
So you see, you and George need have no fears on Mama's behalf. She's a woman of means.
Each evening after work, Olivia returned to her house, which she would soon own outright. It was a red brick Edwardian terrace, with a bay window and a tiled path. The walls and floors were white. Olivia loved white. Deep, comfortable sofas, cushions of scarlet and Indian pink, Spanish rugs. It was warm and immaculate. The ritual of her evening bath was her one indulgence in total relaxation. It had been 5 years since that blissful summer.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?